You're listening to the Andrew Miller Show. I've recently interviewed candidates who ran good campaigns but didn't win this time around. Hey, there's always next time. I've interviewed candidates who ran in recent years but didn't win. Doesn't mean they won't in the future. But this episode, I'll shed light on the kind of candidates I would interview who did win. That is right, independents, greens, and libertarians do win elections, whether or not you hear about it. Starting with the Green Party, at least 142 Greens held elected office in 19 states across the United States as of now. In 2023 alone, the Green Party scored 40 victories. In Lafayette, Colorado, Timothy Barnes won re-election to city council for another four-year term. It was a nonpartisan race, so nobody ran under a party in that one, so he was endorsed by the Green Party. Tim is a Navy veteran. While studying at Colorado University in Boulder, he did intervention therapy with troubled children. For 10 years, he served on the advisory board for the Boulder County Community Action Program, including as vice chair from 2004 to 2009, and then as chair until 2013. For the last 28 years, he's worked at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, known as NCAR, as a science education specialist and coordinator for the NCAR Undergraduate Leadership Workshop. Very interesting guy. You can read more about him at barnesforlafayette.com. A lot of Green Party victories in Connecticut. In Reading, Leif Smith won election for Zoning Board of Appeals alternate and for constable. In Windham, we saw many victories. They include Dionysi Torres for Board of Education, Kristen Epp for Board of Assessment Appeals, Douglas Larry for Taxing District Board, Dagmar Knoll for Zoning Board of Appeals alternate, Daniel Phipps for Board of Assessment Appeals, and Michael Westerfield for Taxing District Board. You can learn more about them. Check out WindhamGreens.org, W-I-N-D-H-A-M, Greens.org. There were a few nonpartisan races in Massachusetts where Green-endorsed candidates won. They included Gloria Caballero Roca for School Committee in Holyoke. In recent years, she ran for mayor and state auditor. See, persistence pays off. This past June in Watley, Massachusetts, Nat Fortune was elected town moderator and Joyce Palmer Fortune elected to select board. Another New England state that saw a lot of victories is Maine. In Portland, Maine, Fred McCann was elected to Water District Board of Trustees, while in Bath, Megan Mansfield Pryor was elected to city council. Plenty of nonpartisan races in Maine where Green-endorsed candidates won. They include Megan Parks for school committee in Lewiston, Jody Braslett for school board in Stetson, Aaron Libby Loico for school board in Vassalboro, Thomas McNaughton for select board in Windsor, Jeff Manter for town council in Vesey, Jason Dolloff for select board in Peru, Lori Lopez for school board. In Hope, Jody Reeves here for Budget Advisory Committee in Seasport, Catherine Temple for School Board in Chelsea, Daniel Monahan for Select Board in Trenton, Gary Hickey II for Board of Selectmen in West Gardner, Eileen McKenney for Select Board in Palermo, Amanda McDaniel and Nicole Tuttle for School Committee in Richmond, Daniel Fry for Select Board in Carmel, and Casey Coate for School Board in Stratton. That's a lot of Green Party candidates and Green Party endorsed candidates winning in Maine. I just felt like Bubba listing all the shrimp recipes in Forrest Gump just now. In Pennsylvania, Tara Yaney was elected to Borough Council in Edgewood, and Michael Bagnus Canning was re-elected mayor of Cherry Valley. I had Michael Bagnus Canning as a guest when he ran for lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania last year. He's a really great guy, stands up for his community, and it's an episode you should listen to if you haven't already. Whether or not you live in his town, we go over the issues facing rural America that you don't hear much about on mainstream media or from pundits who claim to represent the quote-unquote real America. A very interesting episode. You should check it out. Heading west, we saw some victories in California. In Los Angeles, John Vangelisti, Samir Bitar, and Rosina Jacobs were elected to neighborhood council. In Oregon this past May, in nonpartisan elections, Green-endorsed candidates Jonathan Bean was elected to Transportation District in Tillamook County. Richard Seeberger was elected to Water District Board of Commissioners in Lincoln County. And David Shannon was elected to Fire District Board of Directors in Corbett. This past April in the Midwest, Don Crawford was elected to Library Board in St. Elmo, Illinois. And Ed Williamson was elected to Health Board in Houston, Missouri. I don't know how they pronounce that in Missouri, because I know in Texas, this city, Houston is pronounced Houston. In New York City, though, there is a street spelled the same exact way, but everyone calls it Houston Street. So, I'm saying Houston, Missouri. If I pronounce it wrong, I deeply apologize. And both of them were green endorsed in nonpartisan elections. The Libertarian Party has a couple hundred elected officials holding office as we speak. This year's winners from the Libertarian Party include Anthony Farner for City Council in Seymour, Iowa. In Illinois, the following won election this year: Aisha Pickett for Harvey City Treasurer, Brandon Weisenberg for Peoria Heights Village Trustee, Chris Laurent for City of Chicago 14th Police District Council, Justin Gerstner for Hamel Village President, and Patrick Leibs for Poplar Creek Library Board. In Wichita, Kansas, Libertarian-endorsed candidate Lily Wu defeated the incumbent and became elected mayor. People who never even heard of Kansas still heard of the city of Wichita, so this is a big deal. As far as candidates who didn't run in any party nor get any party's endorsement, the town I live a block away from, Kearny, New Jersey, has elected a candidate who was not able to run as a Democrat or a Republican. Her name is Carol Jean Doyle. Even though she was on town council for nearly 30 years as a Democrat with a proven record of results, the party machine did not want her as their hand-picked candidate, so she ran independently instead. On the ballot, she was put in the last possible column, as far away from the Democrat and Republican columns as possible. Well, the voters went with their conscience and looked at proven records, rather than Team A versus Team B. They threw conventional wisdom out the window, ignored the spoiler narrative altogether, and voted for rather than against. Voted for rather than held their nose for. So never let anyone vote or shame you into voting against your interests or voting for the same two parties. We just proved that independents and alternative parties do, in fact, win. If you know of any more alternative parties or independent candidates who won election this year that I did not mention, please bring it to my attention. If you follow my Facebook page, The Andrew Miller Show, and you see this episode posted there, if you're able to comment in the comments section, give a shout out, and then I could do an episode where I give a shout out. If you're able to contact me through the show, I know if you follow it on Spotify for podcasters, or Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, a couple other platforms. If you want to reach out to the show, definitely, or comment on them. Definitely do so, and feel free to mention any independent candidates or alternative party candidates who won this year that I did not mention in this episode. That way we could keep the momentum going, get the word out, show everybody the proof that it's not a wasted vote, and we could continue winning and flip this awful failed two-party system on its head and make some more positive change in this country. So to hear more episodes and to be kept in the loop, follow The Andrew Miller Show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, among other podcast platforms I never heard of until doing this show. Feel free to like The Andrew Miller Show on Facebook as well. As always, let's move forward together, and for now, peace out.